Teenage pregnancy. Maranga County has been ranked among counties with lowest teenage pregnancy prevalence rates at 9.2%. The Situational Analysis Report on Teen Pregnancy in Kenya, released by Forum for African Women Educationalist Kenya, FAWEK, analyzes the current state of teenage pregnancy in 20 counties where FORIS seeks to significantly reduce the incidence of teenage pregnancy in Kenya. In the report, For Kenya, in partnership with MasterCard Foundation implementing the Imarisha Msikana program, found that teenage pregnancy among girls 15 to 18 years old stood at 27.4%. Speaking during the launch of the report, For Africa Deputy Director Ms. Teresa Omondi observed that the insights gained through the Situational Analysis Report on Teen Pregnancies in Kenya will be valuable in shaping future interventions. This report is a testament to our commitment to understanding and addressing the issue of teenage pregnancy, as it is not just about reducing the numbers, but transforming lives and communities, she said, adding that the report's data and insights are essential in formulating targeted and effective interventions whose comprehensive approach will help reduce the rates of teenage pregnancy and improve the socioeconomic conditions of the affected communities. In the report, the counties with the highest teenage pregnancy prevalence rates were Narok at 43.3%, Kajiado 35.6% and Turkana at 34.2%, while the counties with the lowest teenage pregnancy rates were Nyeri at 6%, Nyandarua at 8% and Maranga County at 9.2%. Some of the stakeholders during the launch of the Situational Analysis Report on the Status of Teenage Pregnancy. The report recommends parental education, family life counseling, school mental health programs, law and policy enforcement at all levels and financial assistance to girls and boys in need. It further recommends implementation of programs in schools that increase awareness of the laws and policies on teen pregnancy in Kenya and conducting sensitization campaigns in schools and establishing forums in schools that empower girls to speak out. An example is the Teseme clubs implemented by FOR in schools under the Imarisha Msikana program, she said. MasterCard Foundation Acting County Director Hannah Sadik noted that the illuminating report will serve as a catalyst for action towards more inclusive economies. Delivering solutions to this challenge unlocks opportunities for everyone. Young women, young men and the communities they belong to, she observed. Meanwhile, the best gender-responsive reporters were awarded for their outstanding contributions in reporting of sexual and reproductive health rights issues. For Kenya's CEO Jeanette Nyanjom stated that the role of media in promoting gender equality cannot be overstated. Quality gender-responsive journalism is crucial in creating awareness and driving societal change, she noted. Nyanjom said that the Imarisha Msikana program has trained 250 journalists to report on gender issues with sensitivity and accuracy, significantly contributing to the fight against teenage pregnancy.